BBC News with David Austin. Staff at the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo say the front cover of their latest edition, which depicts the Prophet Muhammad, is tender, funny and true to the spirit of the magazine. 10 Charlie Hebdo journalists were killed in an Islamist attack last week, and survivors have produced a new edition. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
There's the full-page cartoon of a weeping Muhammad on the front page with the placard that says, "Je suis Charlie," and the headline, "All is forgiven." Inside, there are no more caricatures of the Prophet, but plenty, in the paper's characteristic scurrilous vein, of Muslim extremists. In one cartoon, two terrorists are seen ascending to heaven and asking, "Where are the 70 virgins?" In the background, the murdered staff at Charlie Hebdo are enjoying an orgy. An editorial thanks the millions of people who've declared themselves as Charlie in the last few days, but it says it wants no more of the past insinuations that by provoking Muslims it somehow brought trouble on itself.
France has been honouring the 17 people killed by Islamist militants last week in attacks that began with one targeting the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The National Assembly fell silent to commemorate the victims. The Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, said exceptional measures were needed to combat an exceptional situation.
We should say things as they are, clearly. Yes, France is at war against terrorism, jihadism and radical Islamism. France is not at war against one religion. France is not at war against Islam or against Muslims.
The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières says it's impossible to reach many of the victims of the recent violence in northeast Nigeria because the area is too dangerous. The Islamist militant group Boko Haram recently captured the town of Baga, and eyewitnesses say hundreds were killed. MSF says around 5,000 people have fled. The militant group Islamic State has released a video purporting to show a young boy carrying out a summary execution of two men accused of working for Russia's intelligence services. Sebastian Usher reports.
In the last section of the video, a young boy with long black hair and combat fatigue stands beside a bearded jihadist. In front of him are two bound and kneeling men. The jihadist declares in Russian that they have confessed to working for Russian intelligence. An earlier sequence has shown their interrogation, which seems genuine. The boy steps forward, takes aim, and shoots the first man, and then turns and shoots the second. The sequence is highly stylized, with slow motion and various camera angles. It's not clear if it's been staged, but what is clear that this is the latest provocation and propaganda from IS.
World News from the BBC. Pope Francis has told a diverse group of religious leaders in Sri Lanka that religious beliefs must never be abused in the cause of violence and war. Earlier, arriving for a two-day visit, he'd called for the pursuit of truth in the country, 5 years after the bitterly controversial end of the long civil war in which Tamil separatists fought the Sinhalese-dominated army. He was greeted by the newly elected president, Maithripala Sirisena, who has promised a new drive for reconciliation. The European Parliament has ended years of dispute by allowing individual member states to decide whether to allow the cultivation of genetically modified crops. The issue has divided EU countries, with some, like Britain, arguing that GM crops are an essential technology with no proven dangers, while others, led by France, saying that they can contaminate non-GM crops and may be a threat to public health. Tanzania has announced a ban on witch doctors as part of an operation to clamp down on attacks on albinos. Campaigners say more than 70 albinos have been killed in Tanzania in the last few years. Tulanana Buhela reports.
Albino people who lack pigment in their skin and appear pale are killed for potions made from their body parts, which are believed by witch doctors to bring good luck and wealth. Minister of Home Affairs Matthias Chikawe says that the task force operations are set to begin in 2 weeks' time. The ban comes after the United Nations recently condemned the abduction of a 4-year-old albino girl in the northwest region of the country.
Zimbabwe's High Court has halted the eviction of over 200 families who claim their homes have been targeted to make way for a game park proposed by the First Lady Grace Mugabe. The court ruled that their homes could not be demolished until alternative accommodation had been found for them. The government has denied that the First Lady had any links with the eviction. That's the latest BBC News.